Would you excuse me? I cut my foot before and my shoe is filling up with blood.
Hello and welcome to another bonus episode of Kill James Bond. It's girls' night.
Yay! That's right.
Oh my god.
I am November Kelly. I'm joined, as always, by my besties, Abigail Thorne and Devon.
Hey.
Hi.
My BFFs.
Oh my god.
And we're watching, this was my pick, and because, like, Abby, like, at the time of recording this, I knew you had, like a heavy week, right? And so, to support you, as a BFF, I brought you the blondest, most American film about the power of friendship ever made.
This is perfect. This is like I dreamed a movie.
This is a wonderful movie. Yes.
Thank you. I really appreciate this, actually.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion.
You wanted to do some like really serious shit, and I was like, can we do a silly one? I've been going through it.
I had to sit down, right? And I was in crisis mode because I'm like, do I like any films that are fun to watch?
I was doing the same thing. We were in the chat just desperately trying to spin up fun movies. Like, oh my god, is there anything out there?
Do I like anything that's like enjoyable? Like, oh fuck. My first suggestion, by the way, before you told me that, was The Bitter Tears of Petra von Kant. Which is...
Yes.
And verbatim, you went, is that a fun movie?
Which I think I said, is that a silly one? And you were like, no.
Yeah, ask me in like 3 weeks' time, you know? When hopefully we're on a bit more of an even keel.
No. It's coming.
This is a movie that I really like. It's like a 90s comedy, and it has a lot of the things that make 90s comedies problematic, but it also has a lot of heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a really sweet movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So on that basis, you
it
know?
Seems like they had fun making this, which I love.
Yeah, I believe
100%. And it's about being transgender, so
it's 100% because 9/11 hadn't been invented yet.
So it has to be.
It was in the 90s. They only knew how to make movies about being transgender.
Mm-hmm. This movie ends with the sort of plain whoosh from the end of Charlie Wilson's War.
Yes, which we formally believe every movie made before 2000
yes,
should.
Yes, yeah. But yeah, no, it's a story about two best friends and about being unhappy in high school, maybe. Mm-hmm. So we begin in Venice Beach, California.
We have a very colourful opening, because girls is when you're colourful, masculinity is when you're black and white, as we learned from the card counter.
It's true. And another thing girls is when you're watching movies and making fun of them with your friends.
Making fun of other girls, specifically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we go to this apartment on the beach in Venice Beach. It's lovely.
I never do that.
Yeah.
I leave that to you.
Yeah, you're here as like purely like advisory, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just like, I have a serious point to make it.
Mm-hmm. God, no, I don't.
These two girls, Romy and Michelle.
Yes.
Romy Mira Sorvino and Michelle Lisa Kudrow.
Hello.
Sitting in their like Hays Code separate beds, watching the movie Pretty Woman. And making fun of it. This is exactly how we record, except there's three Hays Code beds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like three single beds with like a foot and a half in between them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're all watching Pretty Woman on like a CRT TV and going...
We're all holding hands. Yeah. Be like, ah.
Well, I have written the words ideal existence in all caps here because...
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah,
they
good.
Live on Venice Beach in this really nice flat. Fuck knows how they afford this.
Venice Beach!
They live on the beach!
On
the
beach.
Actual beach! They dress up, they talk about diets, they compliment each other. They're like, you look cute. No, you look cute. No, we both look cute. And then they hit the club and I'm like, this is like I've died and gone to heaven. This is all I want.
I have a drop even. Like, the drops in this, by the way, have a problem, which is that like every movie in the 90s just kept the music going at a low volume throughout all the dialogue. So I apologize in advance. But I wrote this, I wrote down because I heard this line.
I can't believe how cute I look.
I know.
This is like the cutest we've ever looked. Oh, it's definitely the cutest.
AGP. It's AGP as fuck.
This is all of it. This is the whole thing. This is the whole movie.
They genuinely were just like, isn't it so nice how we can say that and like, no, we're not being conceited? We just actually are the best we've ever looked.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah.
This reminds me of something I never ended up saying, but my outfit for the second live show, the one with the black like stirrups or whatever they're fucking called, and like the denim jacket. Mm. When I was planning that out, I said to Beck, I was thinking about doing that, and she was like, I don't know if like, you know, black and denim really go together all that well. And my verbatim response to that was like, yeah, but I feel like I'm sort of like a generational talent at looking good. And I fucking am, and I did as well. So I fucking owned that one.
Fuck it, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Nailed it, yeah.
Also, black and denim don't go together. I think cowboys have something to say about that.
I think Orville Peck, the second Orville Peck reference consecutively.
Think about Orville Peck a lot.
This is the ideal existence. This is what I wanted, is to be a like 20-something blonde American woman in Venice Beach in 1997 doing absolutely nothing. This is all I've ever wanted.
Yes, living with your equally blonde, equally cute best friend. Yes. Mm-hmm. And just kind of like gassing each other up.
On one cashier's salary.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
One solitary, it's like, you know, single income, no kids. Obviously.
Yeah, like we learned in this. So like Romy is a cashier, and like Lisa Kudrow is just completely unemployed, and they have this apartment on the beach. And I'm like, how the fuck have you done this? Like LA is like $10 a coffee. How are you managing this?
Nowadays.
This is set in a parallel universe where socialism was like, you know, like invented very early in the United States. Romy and Michelle live in like the People's Republic of California.
They live in a rent-controlled flat on Venice Beach.
Yeah.
Astonishing.
Mira Sorvino, Romy, is the one with the kind of like deep voice and the like comedy Philadelphia accent, like Philly Jersey accent.
Was that her accent? Oh, I quite liked the sound of it.
Yeah, I think it's really cute, actually.
It sounds a lot like Keanu Reeves in Bill and Ted. Start to finish, actually. And I noticed that way too early in the movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck.
Whereas conversely, like Lisa Kudrow is like dialing up the Californian as Michelle.
I see. I thought Mira might be a sort of stealth Brit because those R's are very, very bitten into. And I was like, are you a stealth Brit?
It's Philly.
That's Philadelphia, is it? Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it sounded familiar, actually.
They're also looking through their wardrobe, and it is nothing but like cool dresses start to finish. Yeah. They're like, I've got nothing to wear. And I'm like, this is me. This is me.
It's like, it's all rainbow colors too, because girls is wearing colors, you know?
Yeah. Well, they make their own dresses. That's part of, like, they talk about this because they're like, oh my God, I got nothing to wear and no time to make anything either.
Mm-hmm. The ideal existence. So they go to the 90s club. My sole note here is that at 3 minutes 56 into the movie, a guy with the funniest hat perfectly 9/11s the front of my brain. He's wearing a kind of like a clown top hat just to the club. He's in the background of a shot.
Check this out for the 90s club fits. But also at this point, we have to establish, to my great regret,
I know,
they are not gay.
Obviously they're gay.
Which I was like, what do you mean they're not gay?
Okay, so camp is about adopting a movie as gay even when it says that it isn't, because you don't believe it.
It's insisting that they're not gay, and I'm like, straight up, yes, you are.
I don't believe you.
You are literally gay.
I think the lady doth protest too much.
We have to get the like 90s lesbophobia in, but it's done. It's done as comedy, right? Because what Romy says is like, just the thought of having sex with another woman creeps me out. Which, okay.
Well, the thing is, Michelle goes, "Do you want to try having sex one time just to see if like we like it?" And she goes, "The thought of having sex with a woman creeps me out." And then pauses, clearly thinking about it, and is like, "You know what? Ask me again when we're 30 if we're still single."
Which is in 2 years. Like,
yeah, because the context of this is that they're looking for boyfriends. They don't have boyfriends. They're single. And then at one point, I think Romy says, I wish I were a lesbian. Which prompts Lisa Kudrow to be like, do you want to have sex and see if we like it?
That line only works some of the time.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice that like Lisa Kudrow at least is like if we were, it'd be fine. Like maybe we would. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. They're in California.
Yeah. They dance together and they have like a whole involved dance in this club, which just is like perfectly choreographed. Yeah, it's really cute.
Yeah, they this like pre-rehearsed really dance sequence. It's really sweet, actually.
It shows us like 50 men that show like all of their faces, and I just feel like, there's no guys in this club.
No guys.
There's no guys.
So
there.
Hard to find.
It's so crazy.
See, I thought this movie was good because this moment happened in the first 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. For a brief moment, I believed that this movie was going to be about them realizing that they're gay.
Oh, it'd be a better movie is the thing.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That's about as much as I can let you listen to right now, you fucking freeloader. But do not fear. If you go to patreon.com/killjamesbond, all one word, and sign up today for £5 a month, £5 a month, that's like nothing nowadays. Getting a coffee is like 15, you know? If you leave the house, it costs you £25. £5 a month for two beautiful, sexy, informative podcasts with your friends? I don't know. It feels like a no-brainer to me. I don't know.